And a fantastic afternoon to everyone. Shaku Maku, we say. Well, and we begin with ideas with Ayobe. Thank you very much, Ayobe, for always being with us now and again.
Well, I'm an occasional person, but it's really great to be here, even if it's a bit sporadic.
Absolutely. And we have a great discussion. The Pandora Papers has captured the imaginations of everyone, including Nigerians. This work, which is done by the Global International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, will be the focus, we understand, on ideas this evening.
Yes, in fact, we are very lucky because we have Nicholas Ibekwe, the award-winning journalist, who is now the head of Premium Times Investigative Journalism Department. And he was directly involved in the examination of the Pandora Papers as part of the consortium. And so we're going to be discussing with him what are the ideas, issues that come raises.
Right. Excellent. And remember, you can always join the conversation at Nigeria Info FM on all our handles at Public Square and Ideas Radio NG.
Yes.
Ideas Radio NG. All social media platforms, you can always join the conversation. So Nicholas, I understand, is on. Hello, Nicholas.
Hello.
Oh, excellent.
So, hi, Nicholas. Great.
Hi.
Yeah. All right, Ayo.
Yeah, I mean, Nicholas, I think that because, we all talk about the Pandora Papers because I think we're news junkies, but not everybody may know what does the Pandora Papers really mean? What is it? How is it different from Paradise, Panama? So can you just give us a brief description of what the Pandora Papers are and the role that Premium Times and you played in their examination? You know, whether we had a lot of Nigerians in it and whether you've listed, given the names of all the Nigerians who were there, or whether there are, you just selected people, and if so, on what basis you selected?
Okay, Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? I'm having a problem hearing you, Ayo. Yes, it seems you're distant. I mean, there seems to be some kind of gap between you and the microphone, so I can't hear you very clearly. I know you were asking, but from what I got, you were asking the difference between Pandora Papers and Panama Papers and Paradise Papers.
Well, merely a brief description of what the Pandora Papers are and the role that you played in examining them.
Okay, the Pandora Papers are basically, it's just an investigation that involves the secret, investment or people who are these assets in secret jurisdiction, mostly tax havens. So these tax havens are places where people don't get to pay enough tax, mostly island countries like the island of Jersey, Panama, there's Guernsey, Bahamas. They're mostly, those Caribbean countries. Interestingly, the U.S., a part of U.S. is also a tax haven like Delaware and some other places like that. So anywhere where the jurisdiction encourages secrecy and kind of help people to avoid paying their fair share of taxes, then generally those places are referred to as tax havens. So the Pandora paper basically is we have a leak from 14 of those offshore providers. We call the companies that makes it possible assist some of the world richest people, some of the world criminals, politicians, celebrities, and all of that to keep their money in these tax havens or in this secret jurisdiction. So we have a dump, we have a leak. So somebody gave us their files of 14 of those companies. So that is what the Pandora paper is. So what we have done here and what other, like 600 other journalists across the world did was to gave the leak to the ICIJ. The ICIJ is the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. So they formed this collaboration involving 600 journalists from across the world, 120 newsrooms. And what we did was to get into this file. We have almost 12 million buyers. Gosh. So you have to go there and search. They're doing a little Google search, and you're looking at document that has to do with people from your country. And,
okay, so can I just ask? So these Pandora Papers, it's not just about Nigeria. It's a global.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not about Nigeria. It cuts across all over the world. Really, we've had reports about presidents, prime ministers from different countries, and all of that. So yeah, it's similar to the Panama Papers and the Paradise Papers. Some years back now. But in this case, the difference between them is that it's in the scale. This is
huge. Hello? This is huge.
this is huge.
Yeah.
This is the biggest collaboration, investigative collaboration ever in the history of journalism, ever. So that is how huge it is, really.
Now, Nicholas, you'll know that here in Nigeria, your media outlet, Premium Times, had been releasing stories on it. And predictably, Nigerians reacted to the scandal. But, we can see that actually the Pandora Papers have been quite ecumenical about where the hammer falls. It doesn't matter what region you come from, religion, political affiliation, gender. But do you think that in focusing on the scandal, the exposure of the rich and the famous, the political point scoring, the political finger pointing, do you think that we're missing something important about what the concept of the Pandora Papers and the secrecy and tax havens and so on that go on behind them? Are we missing something important about what it says about our democracy?
Yes, I really think that Nigerians are missing a lot. And it's sad and it's not even about the Pandora Papers itself. Generally, we journalists or investigative journalists, release expose about politicians and all of that. You see people come in and defend their own favorite politician or somebody from their own part of the country. So, if you ask me, I would tell you that Nigerians are not really, really serious about fighting corruption or seeing their politicians, breaking the laws or stealing money and keeping them difficult to reach places or in secret jurisdiction. We are more concerned about who is this? Is this somebody that is somebody we like or somebody we don't like?
Yes.
You know. So if you don't like a person, then you will see the outrage from a section of Nigeria. But if you like this person and you begin to attack the journalists or attack the media house and say they are biased, they are being used for an agenda to attack somebody and all of that. So, we tend to expect that from Nigerians now, because this has been the kind of reaction we get for even apart from this Pandora Papers itself, even our local reporting and local investigative work that we do, this is what we get. So we're not surprised per se. Really.
Yeah.
We really are not surprised. But as journalists, we have to keep doing our work. And our work is to shine a light on secret places and hold the powerful to account. And that is what we are doing. We are not policemen, we are not the judiciary or the attorney general office that will prosecute anybody. Ours is just to put these exposés out in public and expect that the government agency responsible for prosecuting people or taking it from what we have done, we'll take it from there. So that's, we just do our jobs and that's what we are doing, really.
Well, you mentioned prosecution, but the reason why we call this program IDEAS, which stands for Integrity, Democracy, Ethics and Accountability, is because very few of us like to accept the idea that our own behavior has been corrupt. But we try to emphasize these positive aspects so that if we now try to examine behavior, not necessarily because it's an outright crime. Obviously, there are some cases where there clearly appears to have been public money stolen or filtered away in some way or the other. But even before we get to that stage, we look at the concept of having you know, tax havens, of being in public office, not paying tax. And is it enough for people who are in leadership positions to just hide behind the angry denunciations of their supporters, or keep on saying, well, I haven't done anything wrong, I haven't done anything, I haven't broken any laws?
I mean, I really don't. What is it enforced is that, if I get your question right, the idea of tax haven itself is not particularly illegal.
Yeah.
You know, there are businessmen who would want, they call it tax planning. And they think that, I mean, for instance, if you're a Nigerian businessman, in the last 4 or 5 years or so, well, I mean, there have been a lot of uncertainty around our policies.
Mm-hmm.
Business people want to be sure, they want to keep their money in safe places where it won't, one man will not wake up one morning and just give an arbitrary policy and you are worth X billion one before you go to bed one night, and in the morning you are worth 50% less than that. So people want to keep their money where they, I mean, it is protected in one way or the other.
Yes.
You know, and all of that. They want to have that kind of safety net around their money. So it's not necessarily illegal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is here is that for public officers, it could be problematic, because first, you're supposed, most of the stories we have done are for public officers who have refused to or who have failed to declare those assets. So you are required to declare your assets when you're running for public offices. Many of those people we have written stories about did not declare them. Many of them owns foreign bank accounts. The Nigerian constitution says as soon as you get into public office, you should discontinue any foreign bank account you have. Many of them didn't declare them in there. Many of them are still directors. They're still running some of these trusts, some of these offshore companies, against what the constitution says. So those are some, in many cases, we didn't say anybody stole any money.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, apart from in one case, the governor in northern Nigeria that has been in the news for quite a while. But in most of the cases, we're just saying these are constitutional requirements, and in fact, it's about transparency.
Yeah.
And people will say, oh, so where is this steal money? For most Nigerians, if you didn't steal money, then what was the offense? Did you steal any money? Is he not rich? Is he not a wealthy man before he became a politician? And that's not what we're saying. We're saying that there are laws. There's a reason why those laws were put in place in the first place.
Okay.
So if, for instance, we don't have proof that nobody stole money, but that is not also saying that they did not steal money through those trusts, because what it means is that because they are secret, they make it very
available
for somebody who wants to steal money to steal money.
It doesn't meet the integrity and ethics.
It doesn't.
Test.
And these are important. I mean, people don't like to dismiss issues of integrity and ethics and say, oh, it's not a big deal. But it's a big deal. It's the reason why we have ethics, it's the reason why we have laws, and we expect that public office holders should respect those laws, you know.
Well, before we close, Nicholas, as I said, this is a very short discussion, and I'm surprised at how quickly the time has gone. But you'll remember that in the Greek myth of Pandora, the first woman, according to the Greeks, she opened the box and all manner of evils flew out, and she quickly tried to close it. But then it happened that she had left one thing inside the box, and so she had to open it. And that thing that she had left inside the box that now was able to come out was hope. Is there anything that we should hope for out of this? Are we learning something about the idea that we shouldn't just immediately rush to defend somebody because we like them? Is there any hope for us and our democracy out of these Pandora Papers?
Yeah, because I think there's a lot we can learn. You know, because you don't know these people. I mean, a politician, if you're not a member of his immediate family, you cannot vouch for the person. You don't know what deal that person has gone into. You don't know where he has kept his money and everything. I think most Nigerians, in trying to hold their politician to account, should always leave that space and say, I don't know so much about this person. And what are the evidence? What does the evidence say? I mean, look at it from that angle and say, I mean, Don't just rush and say, oh, I know he's a clean person, he cannot steal your money. So because we have this box, that's why even though from the Pandora box and we have the secrecy, that the thought would not come to light. The thoughts are saved in those. I mean, so you see the tax havens, the offshore jurisdiction as the proverbial Pandora box. But now we have, somebody has gone in and applied that box open, and we have this information, and we have all these kind of flying all over the place. But we expect the Nigerian government to actually step in. I mean, as a journalist, I want to see my story have impact. So I expect the Nigerian government, the Office of the Attorney General, to step in now and start putting cases together. Some of those people that we have mentioned, that we have written story about, that that have broken the law, they should be prosecuted. And that this is what we are seeing in other parts of the world. And ours should not be different, really.
I want to thank you so much, Nicholas, for sparing some time to talk to us and really shed a bit of light on the ideas, issues that are raised by the Pandora's Papers. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you very much.